This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. and it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the 3. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and 3-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up 1. Botkins up 1. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up 4. Botkins up 4.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away. In again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee. Back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Lauderdale girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans, on this Saturday. We're talking to you from the Anna High School Gymnasium. The night after Rushi defeated Botkins in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com to give the Raiders a one-game lead in the SCAL tonight. The one club that has beaten Rushi this year is on the air with us against the Versailles Tigers, the game between the SCAL and the Midwest Athletic Conference. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. We have about 6 minutes left in our JV tilt, and Anna leads Versailles by a score of 37-27, 10-point lead by the Rockets over the Tigers in our preliminary tilt. Versailles comes into the game with a mark of 9-10 on the year, 4-4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Tigers have won two straight this week, winning on Tuesday and Friday over Parkway and New Knoxville in the MAC. Coming into the week, Versailles was 2-4 in conference play. Prior to these two wins, Versailles had lost four in a row, including setbacks to Delphi St. John's 49-47, Coldwater 65-60 in double OT, Opponents Career Tech 53-50, and got thrashed by Rushi in a game we covered on January 27th, 61-32. Meanwhile, these Anna Rockets overall on the year, 12-7, 8-3 in the SCAL. Anna's reeled off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight triumphs. Wins over Jackson Center and OT. Fairlawn, Houston easily. A mild upset beat West Liberty Salem 46-34 down Rushi in a major upset 52-48. And in a game which was even Steven at Miami East, Anna won that one 54-52 to vault its overall mark to 12-7 on the year. These two clubs, Chuck, sort of an enigma, especially Versailles. You look at the close games the Tigers have played against mighty difficult opponents like Delphi St. John's and Coldwater, which sit unbeaten atop the MAC. And at Delphus, Versailles led till the final couple minutes, got beat, faltered in double OT at home to Coldwater. They're tied atop the standings. Neither club, Delphus nor Coldwater, has been beaten in the MAC so far this year. Yet Versailles has lost 10 games on the campaign. So it's really kind of tough to figure out. It's not a deep team, real good starting five, and a slow start, kind of snake-bitten at the outset of the year, as several nip-and-tuck, heartbreaking defeats, 4 by 1 point. 13-year head coach Nate Barhorst has gelled his club, and I think 8-year head coach Travis Swank at Versailles is trying to find the right combination yet heading into the tournament.
Well, I mean, at this point, if you're still struggling with your personnel and who you should have out there, that's why you got a 10-loss season going. But they got some talent. They're coached. I mean, I watch them play a couple, three times. Swank does a nice job with them. You know, just sometimes you just don't have the chemistry. On the other side for Anna, they're playing their best basketball right now. They lost, like you said, 4 1-pointers early in the season. But boy, that win last week here against Rushi just made their season, and that was Coach Barhorst's 200th win, so that made it even more special.
I understand that Ethan Wilker, who usually subs off the bench at 4 points a game, has been starting lately for Versailles. He might be in the opening five. Anna, clearly on paper, you sift down through the scorebook. Anna's a deeper club. Rockets will play 9 or 10. Versailles primarily likes to go with a top 7. Last 2 years, the Versailles Tigers have beaten the Anna Rockets. 3 previous years, Anna was victorious over Versailles. Last 2 campaigns, Versailles won by 20 and by 24. In 2021, Anna beat Versailles by 13. In 1920, Anna beat Versailles by 14. And in 18-19, Anna beat Versailles by 8. So the last 5 seasons, none of the games close. for Sales won a thriller here in 17-18, 67-65 on a buzzer beater by one of the arms.
I remember that game, and I think it was the younger one. I think it was the second group,
It sure was. There have been two overtime games in this series of 12 contests in 15-16 and in the tournament in 13-14. The two clubs split the OT games, and there have been a couple of head-to-head meetings in tournament play in 13-14 and a 1-by-3, 58-55 in overtime, as I mentioned. And in 2010-11, Versailles won in the tournament by 8, 60-52. So Versailles has dominated in a few of the losses. Anna's been snug right there with the Tigers. Expect another good game here tonight. The up and down, each team will run and push it. I don't expect 20-25-second possessions in this game tonight, probably in the 50s.
Yeah, no, both teams want to shoot the ball. Both teams want to run up and down the floor, and that's fun to watch. They just have to avoid the turnovers, make sure they get good possessions, because they're going to be important, and I think, in this game more than – because I think it's going to be a 2-4-point game coming down to the wire.
No question. 8-point JV game, 2:25 left in the fourth quarter. Anna leads Versailles 41-33. Senior night here at Anna. We've got a varsity tip upcoming probably in about 17 or 18 minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
It is senior night here at Anna High School, and there will be about a dozen young men, young ladies highlighted between games here tonight. Winter sports, including band and cheerleading. Mason Carey from the Anna boys basketball team. He will be honored. He's a senior. Brenna Cobb from the girls hoops program. Zoe Gullett, cheerleader for Anna, will be recognized. Molly Havener, student trainer, Trey Heitkamp, who's on the basketball team for head coach Nate Barhorst. He'll be highlighted. Lily Howell, a cheerleader for Anna, recognized as well. Derek Madden, the third basketball senior who plays for Nate Barhorst. He'll be recognized. Ava Pettit is one of the mascots. I think there are two or three different young ladies here at Anna who are the Rocket mascot. They trade off one game to another. Ava Pettit will be recognized here tonight on senior night. Zandria Flatfoot, a basketball player on the girls' side for Anna. Erin Simpson, a member of the swim team at Anna. She'll be under the spotlight. Addie Wanamaker, a cheerleader. She, too, will be recognized. Jenna Walters, very good girls' basketball player, will be highlighted here this evening on senior night. And John Young, who offers scoreboard assistance, he, too, will be recognized tonight on senior night at Anna. That'll be coming up between games. Head coach Nate Barhorst of the Anna Rockets is in year 13. He's averaged about 17 or 18 wins per season. There was a stretch from 2016 to 21 when the Rockets averaged 20 victories per year. Travis Swank, head coach at Versailles, year number 8 for him. He played at Franklin Monroe in Dark County, later at Wittenberg, has a graduate degree at the University of Dayton. Versailles Tigers, Anna Rockets, boys basketball tonight, an interconference matchup between the Midwest Athletic Conference and the Shelby County Athletic League. Winding down, final half minute of the JV game, 46-35 in favor of Anna over Versailles. Varsity Tilt upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese
Kathy Meiring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meiring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meiring.
Next, we have Brenna Cobb.
Welcome back to Anna High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on Senior Night. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Anna Rockets need to continue that good outside jump shooting. Evan Myers, Trey Heitkamp, Mason Carey have done the job here lately. A.J. Greenstone on the inside for Versailles needs a big game. He's 6 feet, 3 inches tall, leading the rebounder on the floor tonight, averaging a dozen. He needs probably 15 or 16 in order for Versailles to win this game. Key building components for these two clubs tonight, Anna and Versailles. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Anna home tonight to Versailles here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management.
J&J Brodigam in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigam is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And the Anna Pep Band is piping up here at the Anna Gym. We are about 13 minutes away from high school basketball. The homestanding Anna Rockets against the Versailles Tigers. Two Division III clubs. Who knows? These two teams might hook up. Second round of the sectional district tournament in Division III boys action. Hard to tell. The draw tomorrow afternoon. Very curious to see how the super sections in D3 and D4 boys do pan out. The one thing I'm a little displeased with is, Chuck, the way the clubs go on the board, the order that is determined, and it's all done through max preps and RPI rankings, coaches with no input whatsoever. I think it's a little bit flawed. Anna, as a result, suffers. Anna had 4 1-point defeats. Anna doesn't benefit. Rockets could have lost those games by 25.
And like you pointed out, they're behind West Liberty, Salem, who they beat.
Yeah.
In Division IV, Rushi is in the, you have to go to the thousands to get them a lead over Troy Christian for first and second, team they beat by 25 points on a neutral floor in the regular season. No, it's way more than flawed. It's ridiculous.
And coaches need to have 30, 35, 40% input. Yeah. One loss percentage, how your opponents have fared, opponents of opponents, how they've fared down the line, but somehow, some way, coaches' input feedback is necessary. They can factor in injuries, whether or not a team is playing far better in February than in early December. Who's coming on strong at the end of the year?
Well, I mean, if I was a coach, and I would not like the fact that some computer and some place that has nothing to do with any knowledge of Ohio basketball is the one that's choosing the seeding for our tournament. It's just another place where the Ohio High School Athletic Association has gone on a money grab, and right now, I mean, they got busted for their $15 playoff tickets. Now, this is another one where they're making money. And they're going to go to seven groups next year is what they're saying, divisions. The whole thing is to put money in their pockets, and that is ridiculous. They don't care about those kids anymore. That's my opinion.
Now, one additional flaw in basketball, if a D4 beats a D3 or a D2, there's no benefit.
Right.
In football, you are benefiting by
being a D7, knocking off a D5 or a D6, but not so according to this new computerized arrangement for high school basketball, which determines the seeding. The draw is tomorrow. We'll see how it shakes out.
Well, they went to a super division, which in a region which has been, I can live with that, I guess, sectional, but I don't like the way they're chosen, though. I didn't like it when the coaches did it beforehand. I liked it when you used to go in, all the coaches in the same room, face-to-face, where you can't, if you screw somebody, he knows you did it. And that's how it should be done. It worked. It was perfect. And now it's not.
Exactly. Hey, to get your car or truck running right back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport for Myers Garage and Drive-Thru. Outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Myers is second to none. Towing available 24/7, serving Dart, Miami, and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. You can always take advantage of Myers convenience store and drive-through as well. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. It's our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Locale is a Scores Broadcast founding partner. Wouldn't have gotten started in 2006 and 7 without the help from Locale. Great assistance, super support. Still online with us today is Locale Equipment, which moved from the West Coast to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983, moved all the way here from L.A., California, thus the name originally Locale. Tonight we spotlight a couple of cheerleaders, thanks to Locale Equipment. For Anna, freshman cheerleader Cora Heitman, daughter of Mark and Jess, 3.5 GPA, active at FFA, FCCLA, 4-H, school musical, French club as well. Might go on eventually to Ohio State. A lot can change between now and her senior year. And would possibly study in the field of business. Has a brother and a sister, does Cora. Brother Brant, sixth grade. Sister Camille, fourth grade. Kristen Heitman is the Anna cheerlead advisor. And let me get this straight. Kristen Heitman's husband is Cora's father's cousin. Cora Heitman is the cheerleader we're recognizing here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. For Versailles, we salute Carly Holtzapple, freshman cheerleader at Versailles High School. Her mom, Holly, went to Versailles. Dad, Brad, went to Greenville High School. Carly, active at FCA Spanish Club, does a whole bunch of babysitting. Carly laughed and said, that's my side hustle job. Also participates in FTA, does Carly Holtzapple. Four sisters, by the way. One a graduate from Versailles, Madeline, and three are enrolled. Paige is a junior, Claire, third grade, Josie in kindergarten. We recognize Carly Holtzapple, freshman cheerleader at Versailles. Cheerlead advisor, by the way, at Versailles is Holly Arnes. And Carly will wind up at a four-year school. Ultrasound technology will be her course of study. Thanks so much to Locale Equipment. 7 or 8 minutes away from the start of this game tonight, Versailles and Anna. Boys basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie. Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Hello once again here at Anna. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Both teams warming up down below. Versailles to our left, Anna to the right. Love the way these Anna Rockets have played, Chuck. The last several weeks, you knew Nate Barhorst Club would turn it around. Snake bitten, 4-1 pointers, lost to Minster, wound up 8. That was a two-possession game with a minute and a half to go. Anna easily could have 9 more victories. 9.
That's
five,
a lot.
5 more victories, 5 more wins on the year had it not been for those tight defeats. But Anna showed resilience, bounced back, and in the midst of a 6-game win streak, how about that?
Well, Coach Barhorst, I mean, and every coach in that situation, you got talent, but you're losing games, and especially if you're losing close games, sometimes it's hard to keep the team enthusiastic because they start getting down. But he has not lost it at all, proven last Friday with that huge win. And they got another chance tonight to beat a neighborhood rival and a team that from the MAC, they want to win this basketball game.
Anna did not play last night, off night, idle in the SCAL for sales. Because of the late start in basketball, due to the run to the state championship in football, had a makeup game in the MAC on Tuesday, several days ago against Parkway, played last night, defeated New Knoxville. So 2 games since Tuesday for Versailles, none this week to this point for Anna. Who's got the advantage?
Well, I'm not sure that there is one. I mean, these are 16, 17, 18. You and I would be on the couch with ice on us. But these kids, I don't think that's going to make a difference. You know, Anna could be just a little rusty. And boy, they still got to be on a high from last Friday. And Versailles? Hey, this is Anna. They just want to come out here and be the team for bragging rights.
You and I would be on the couch with ice on us and maybe not breathing.
Well, I was going to say, or the emergency room, one of the two.
A quick inside look at these two teams. Leading scorer for Anna, Mason Carey by an eyelash over Trey Heitkamp. They're both right around 12 points a game. Evan Myers at 8. Carey shoots threes at 40%. Derek Madden, who will start, the senior, is at 45% behind the arc. Heitkamp is at 30 for the Versailles Tigers. A.J. Griesdorn, 12 points a game. Drake Arnes out front at guard at 10.5. Jace Watford at 10. Carson Heitkamp, 8.5 a game. He and Griesdorn, very good rebounders. Griesdorn, 53% from the floor. Ethan Wilker, who will start, 56% from the floor. And substitute Gabe White shoots threes at a 39% clip. Watrin, 76% at the free throw line for the Versailles Tigers. So many thanks tonight to Francis Manufacturing, the new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast last spring. Francis Manufacturing, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis is very, very high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industry nationwide that demand perfection. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience per person, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Starting lineups, opening tip to start the game next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Starting lineups being introduced here tonight for the Versailles Tigers. It will be A.J. Griesdorn in the middle, 6'3" senior. Ethan Wilker at a forward, a 6'1" sophomore. Drake Arns out front, guard, 6'1" soft. Jace Watrin at a guard position, a 5'11" junior. And Carson Heitkamp, power forward, 6'5" senior for the visiting Versailles Tigers. Head coach Travis Swank, your number 8. For the Anna Rockets, under 13-year mentor Nate Barhorst, Evan Myers, 6'2 junior, the wing. Mason Carey had a forward spot, 6'1 senior. Trey Heitkamp, also in a wing position, 62 inches tall, a senior. Derek Madden, 6'3 senior forward. And Alec Chappie mans the power forward position. He is a 6'3" junior. Opening 5 for the 2 teams, pretty evenly matched. Expect a very good game. Versailles has won the last two. Anna won the previous three, going back to 12 meetings. It's 8-4 in favor of Versailles. The two teams have split overtime games in the past, two of them. And they played twice in the tournament in the last 12 or 13 years. They have split those two in postseason action. Tip to start the game is knocked way down to the left into Versailles' forecourt. And cornering the basketball, far side of the floor, is Jace Watrin. Watrin loops it near side to Wilker, back to Watrin. Breeze door and high left. Straight away shooting the triple for Versailles as Watrin hits the rim short. Rebound down to Heitkamp for Anna. Heitkamp bolts down the floor, gives it up on the play to Carey. Straight away Shappy. We played a half minute, no score. Overplay by Versailles, doesn't get the steal. That leaves Myers open. He carves out space in the lane. Shot too hard, no good. Got the rebound back, and he's clobbered from the backside. He gets two.
He is. I mean, he started out the season well, but he has gotten better and better and better in all the games we've seen. He's become the third scorer that they really needed.
Yeah, I love the way he shoots the ball, Chuck, because he can shoot it from any angle. Right. His feet can be set on the floor. He can be in the air. He's made some unbelievable shots from almost out of bounds. Made a side-winding elbow jumper to beat Jackson Center here. He notches one free throw and two tries. Evan Myers, unorthodox, but so flexible at his position on the floor. Oh, a nice drive into the lane by the Versailles Tigers. Well done by Arnes. Good dish. Down low on the right, was it Griesdorn on the bucket? Wilker. Wilker got the two-pointer. Nice pass from number five to number three. Mason Carey, long one, 26-footer straight away. In and out, no good. Rebound, Griesdorn of Versailles, which leads 2-1 on the two-point basket by Wilker. Myers, 1-for-2 at the stripe for Anna. Dribbling outside the arc on the right for Versailles is Carson Heitkamp. Now Drake Arnes straight away. Arnes fakes left, goes right. Heitkamp looks over a three, doesn't take it. Griesdorn, deep right corner, wants to spin on Heitkamp. Gets to the elbow, leaves it for Heitkamp on the arc. Trey Heitkamp for Anna, Carson Heitkamp for Versailles. And Carson Heitkamp, who shoots threes at better than 40%, very good for a big man, nailed it. Long three by Carson Heitkamp. And then Versailles gets back on defense. Quick trigger by Anna. Shot no good. Tigers have the board. Leading 5-1. 2 minutes gone. Opening quarter. Oh, here's a nice little give and go. Wide open player down inside. A.J. Griesdorn got the great pass from Watrin. And darned if A.J. didn't miss two from point blank range.
Happens.
Here is Mason Carey straight away for Anna. Hand off to Trey Heitkamp. Into the paint. Little 7-footer blocked on the play by Wilker. Outstanding defense. He fell down. Guilty of traveling.
Yeah, he took a little bit of a bump there, but when you fall with the ball, they have to call it a travel.
5-1 Versailles. 5:33 to go first quarter. Anna yet to net a field goal in this game. Yeah, Carson Heitkamp shoots the trifecta very well for Versailles. Anna's got to keep an eye on him when he's out of the arc. Anna runs a very good inbounds play, lobbed right in front to Trey Heitkamp. He goes up, catches, and drops it in. 5-3, Versailles leads. 5:15 to go first quarter. Tigers attack outside the arc on the left. It is Wilker. He hits Drake Arnes. Arnes works his way down below the foul line, tries to make a pass in a cluster of players down around the basket, and Anna steals. 5-3 Versailles, 4:56 to go, opening quarter. Evan Myers, zero on his back. Bounces, coming out to catch. Mason Carey, top of the key. Back to Myers, far left wing. Coming out to grab the ball is Brady Wenning, who's checked in, 6'4 sophomore. Here's Carey. Derek Madden's got it on top, 25 feet out. Oh, very good pass. Bullet-like throw, high on the left. Nice dish. Catching it down close to the rim for and it was Mason Carey on the conclusion.
Yeah, great pass that time by Winning.
14 Winning. Beautiful assist. And coming right back for Versailles, A.J. Griesdorn. He drives along the left baseline.
Tougher than the two he just missed.
Boy, he hammers that ball in, pounded the ball on the floor, left baseline, and worked his way to the basket. Well done. Here's a backdoor cut by Anna. Winning, finding Myers. Yes, for two. 7-7 deadlock. Teams are scoring now. Offenses are settling in. 3:48 to go here in the first quarter. Drake Arnes for Versailles. High left to Wilker. Here's Carson Eichkamp. Ball lobbed. Skip cross court to Ethan Wilker. Sets up, shoots the three-point bomb. No good. Off the back frame. Long rebound. Carson Eichkamp gobbles it up for Versailles. That Carson Eichkamp for Versailles. Trey Eichkamp for Anna. Deep in the right corner, Greenstorm. Finds a teammate low on the right. It's Wilker. He makes an errant pass going to the opposite side of the floor. Anna gets a piece of it. It goes out of bounds. 3:16 to go. Quick played first quarter. 7-7 tie. Ball pitched into the lane. Oh, going up and catching with one hand is Chase Watron, and he flicks it in. Woo! Athletic. On the floor, Jacob Ferroz for Anna. Gets the ball into the half court. Right flank behind the arc. Lets it fly. Skids off the rim. Rebound out of bounds to Versailles.
You know, when you come in off the bench, a lot of times as a coach, you don't want your first shot to be a three, but he was wide open, and he's a good three-point shooter. I wouldn't have had a problem with that one.
9-7 Versailles, which hustles down the floor against some Anna pressure, and Haste makes ways. Versailles pitches the ball to the baseline. It's on the stripe, and Anna gets it back.
That was a no-look pass, but unfortunately, the other person that wasn't looking was Watson, who was looking to catch it.
Versailles was in the midst of a hurry-up, but turned it over. 9-7, Tigers, 2:46 to go, first quarter. Oh, here's a great bounce pass on the play by Carey. It's Trey Heitkamp low on the right, off balance, couldn't get it to go. Here come the Tigers. Griesdorn in the flow of the offense, leaves it behind him for Drake Arnes. Now Jace Watron. Fires it near side to Griesdorn. Goes foul line. Looks for a cutter in the left corner. No one there. Arnes sets it up high left. 2:19 to go, first quarter. Versailles 9 and a 7. Drive to the foul line. Arnes gave it up. Got it back. Penetrates. A lot of traffic. Scoops it with the left. Scores. Beautifully done. Drake Arnes of Versailles. 11-7 in favor of the Tigers. 1:58 to go in the first quarter. Anna's carry to midcourt. Coming out to catch, Brady Winning. Right side carry. Floor gets open for him. He doesn't drive. Now for Rose, a 5'10 junior on the arc to the left. Near side pass to Myers. Ball skip cross court to carry. Sets and shoots the three-point bomb. It's a beauty. On the button, Carey got his feet set, and in it went.
What a nice release that kid has. That's about a 28-footer.
11-10 Versailles, 1:24 to go here in the first quarter. On the floor now for the Tigers is James Schmidtmeyer, 5'11 junior. He's got it high right. Feeds a teammate low on the right, Carson Eichkamp, who peeled off a screen, caught it, laid it in, and a hack foul committed by Anna. Count the goal. Three-point play chance for Carson Eichkamp of the Tigers. Both teams trying to execute clean half-court sets. Each club's been pretty efficient at doing just that.
That was a real nice back screen right there, and there was nobody there from Anna there to help.
Free throw by Carson Eichkamp is perfect. 14-10 Versailles. 70 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ferroz outside the arc on the right. Hits a cutter. Myers in the lane. It's a little congested, and he can't hang on. Tigers shake it free. Watron up and over the timeline. Hangs onto the ball. Head coach Travis Swank barks out something. Carson Eichkamp sets a screen straight on. Arnes on the bounce. Chappie checks him for Anna. Deep left corner. Jace Watron back to Arnes. Ball lobbed way down inside to Carson Heitkamp. Oh, he goes up in the air over the top of Chaffee, catches, and lays it in off the window. Carson Heitkamp, good first quarter. Productive play from him. 6'5" frame. He's doing damage. 16-10. Versailles in the lead by a half dozen. Near midcourt, carry on the bounce. 9 seconds to go, opening period. Hand off to Myers. Myers loops it cross court to carry behind a screen. Can't shoot. Three to play. Foul line extended left. His jumper hits the rim. No. And the quarter closes. Versailles Tigers have opened up a 6-point first period lead, 16-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here we are once again at the Anna Gym. Rockets trail the Tigers of Versailles 16-10. We start the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Anna possession. Versailles defending, ball thrown foul line to Winning. Winning a nice look, 14-footer, just like the number on his back. It lipped the rim and came off. Anna shooting in bad luck. Versailles has the ball high left. Ball thrown, cross court, far right corner. Jace Watron couldn't hook up on the three. Anna comes back down the floor. A quick three-pointer fired to Trey Heitkamp. No good, off the flange. Rebound Tigers. 50 seconds gone in quarter number two, 16-10. Versailles in the lead. Foul line extended left. It's Watron down inside to Griesdorn. Oh, he bullies his way right around Trey Heitkamp. What a move. Forcing his way through traffic, A.J. Griesdorn gets a big bucket for the Tigers, who are up 8. Timeout, Anna. 1 minute gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hey, you don't have to search for that terrific early morning breakfast anymore. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating, are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main, the Rushi Inn. It serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home. Don't forget, from 11 to 1, enjoy the Rushi Inn lunch specials, pizza and wings and more. The popular inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn at 101 East Main in Rushi. Quick trigger by Anna, no good after the timeout. Versailles with the rebound and the ball in the half court to her left. penetration, but Drake Arnes down the right lane line laid it up short from 7 feet. Anna's got the board, and over and back committed by the Rockets. Anna's not sleepwalking, Chuck, but you don't see the intensity of the fire that Anna displayed in the win over Rushi last Friday.
No, that's what I was saying during the break. They just don't have the same defense, and there's no reason for that. You can have a bad offensive night. If you have a bad defensive night, it's effort.
Yes. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane by Versailles. It is Jace Watrin. He split a couple defenders, hooked it up, motoring to the rim. Drew a two-shot foul. He's got a pair coming. I like Nate Barhorst's haircut. He's got that flat top going on, a buzz. Right now his team is a bit flat.
Yeah, they need to top off.
Free throw good. The Jace Watrin of Versailles, which now has a 9-point margin working. 19-10.
I'm second. Trying to look to see if he has 200s that they shaved into the side. That would have been nice.
Watrin is good on free throw number two. He hits a pair. Tigers 20, Rockets 10. Anna forecourt to the right. Chappie catches. High point right side. Near side to Myers. Down inside to Heitkamp. Heitkamp twisting, turning after a post-up move. And banked it in, falling away.
Tough shot.
Over Watrin. Well done by Trey Heitkamp of Anna. Versailles had stretched out the lead to 20-10 with 6 to play in the second. Here's a good pass by the Versailles Tigers on the perimeter. It's flipped from Drake Arnes down inside to A.J. Griesdorn, but it's pried loose by Anna. Goes out of bounds. Versailles ball. Tigers in the road black, orange numbers, white piping. Anna white from top to bottom, green numerals, and green Rockets across the chest. 25 feet away with the ball for Versailles is Arnes, foul line, spinning on Osborne of Anna. Rimmed an 8-footer right in front. Boy, there's a powerful rebound by Griesdorn, yanked away by Anna. Then Versailles steals it back, misses the shot inside, might have been deflected. We got two white shirts, two black shirts on the floor. And what has been called a tie-up arrow favors the Tigers.
When you got 8 of the 10 people laying on the basketball, you almost have to call a help ball.
20-12 in the lead is Versailles by 8. We near the 5-minute mark in the second quarter. Here is Versailles lobbing in to the left corner. Caught on the play by Drake Arnes. Down inside to Griesdorn. He suffers a bump from an Anna defender. Still hits the fadeaway bank shot. Well done by Griesdorn. And here's a steal by Versailles, which takes it away from Anna. A quick running shot down the floor. Tried by Watrin. Too hard. No good. Ball rolling out of bounds. Far side of the floor. Anna possession. Play right now a bit frenetic. Out of control. 22-12 Versailles in the lead, but 10. Very slow beginning by Anna, which didn't play last night. And the Rockets may be showing the effects of being idle in a regular game.
Yeah, I can see that, but at the same time, the beginning of the season, yes, this part of the season shouldn't make that much of a difference.
Right now, the adrenaline not there. Versailles executing much better. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna doing some substituting, trying to find the right combo. Derek Madden on the floor at the moment. Right wing Evan Myers, fadeaway 10-footer. Oh, a beauty. Myers took it right to the baseline, rose up, and he sinks the shot. 22-14 in favor of Versailles. 4:08 to go, first half. Here's Griesdorn. Gives it up straight away to Wilker. Catching on top is Jace Watrin for three. He buries it. 25-14, Versailles' biggest lead of this game. 3:54 to go in the first half. Watrin curled off a screen out high. You could tell Versailles has run that play for him often. He caught it in rhythm and dropped it in from distance. And now Anna, out of sorts, throws it cross court out of bounds.
had a back screen set up. Everything was fine except for the person that had the screen didn't go. You've got to go whether you think you're there or not. And then pass went to the fourth row. Versailles, fourth court left, catching out of the arc is Wilker. Wilker down inside to Griesdorn. Griesdorn muscles hard toward the rim. Anna defends him. Gets a piece of the shot. Tie-up develops. Two players on the floor. Anna gets the arrow. 11-point cushion for Sales, 25-14, 3:26 left in the second quarter. Versailles has a nice combination of Heitkamp and Griesdorn on the inside. Heitkamp can pop out and shoot the jumper. And then a blend, a mix of perimeter players who can sink the 15 to 22 footers.
Hard to believe they got 10 losses.
Oh, it is. And we talked about that in the pregame. It's been a Jekyll and Hyde season for the Versailles Tigers, who won two games this week against MAC opponents below them in the standings. They played some really good clubs, Delta St. John's and Coldwater, both unbeaten in the league. Played them both right down to the wire. The last shot lost. Here is Trey Heitkamp straight away for Anna. Kaboom! He swishes a 24-footer. Maybe that will lift the Rocket spirits. It was 25-14. It was 25-14. Now it's 25-17 after the trifecta by Heitkamp. That was a big one. And a cheering section riled up a little bit now for Sales ball, far right wing. It is Carson Heitkamp, corner, goes baseline, can't shoot. 2:42 to go till halftime. Here's Schmidtmeier, head of the key. Near side pass goes to Gabe White, who's in off the bench. White hands off to Arnes. His 12-footer is too hard. Long rebound to Schmidtmeier. Throws it straight away to the three-point shooter. It is no good by Watron. Rebound, ball on the deck. Who's got it? Arrow favors Versailles.
Boy, they are just beating Anna to the rebounds, to the loose balls.
Yep.
And that is going back to that effort. And they have to talk about it at halftime.
25-17. Versailles in the lead. Wide open player, left corner, Schmidtmeier. Launches a three, overshot it. There's your point, Chuck. Weak side, offensive rebound, but Drake Arnes, who sneaked in from the guard spot, latched onto the board, stuck it back in for Rose. Tries to bury a three for the left side of the floor for Anna. Short. Rebound Tigers, who are up 10. 27-17, 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Ball throw to Schmidtmeier, left flank. Schmidtmeier, cross-court pass. Weak side, right of the rim. Caught by Versailles. Gabe White, twisting shot. No good, but he is tagged on the wrist. Versailles with some nice assists, great feeds through traffic. Low block left, low block right. Versailles attacking the bucket far better than Anna. Free throw by White, rimmed out.
The only good thing for the Rockets tonight is the fact that if it keeps going this way, it doesn't affect anything. It doesn't affect their tournament slot. It doesn't affect the league. But, boy, they got to think about the effort here in the second half.
Second free throw by the Versailles Tigers. Gabe White hopped around the rim, hit every single centimeter of it, and trickled through. 28-17 Versailles. That matches the 25-14 lead. About 90 seconds ago, 1:48 remaining here in the second quarter. Versailles up 11. Myers head of the key. Right wing pass goes to Madden. Dumps it right in front to Winning. Little 7-footer short, but he's pumped.
But as Versailles went to this 3-2 zone to start the second quarter, and it really so far has got Anna stifled. They're taking threes out of sequence. They just need to get the ball like that.
Ball inbound of a carry below the rim to Myers. Myers, point blank range, couldn't get it to go. Carey struggled hard to get the rebound and laid it back in. Effort play there by Carey for Anna. 28-19 Versailles, but 9. 1:20 left to go, second quarter. Anna needs a good close to the first half. Far left side. It is Watron. Hand off to Arnes. Now Griesdorn, 25 feet away against Carey. Coming out to get the pass on the bounce. is Drake Arnes, picked up by Myers. Now to Wilker. Wilker baseline right to Carson Heitkamp. Hooks the pass out near the top of the circle. No one is home. The ball rolls into backcourt. Touched by Griesdorn eventually over and back.
I think if Wilker would have been possibly 7 feet six, he might have caught that pass.
53.1 to go. Quarter number two. 28-19 Versailles. Anna can get it to seven. Myers inbounds to Faroes, right corner. Into the post to Winning. Hook from behind by Heitkamp. Good call by the referee. Not a lot of fouls in this game. That was just the fifth of the second period. Three on Versailles. Anna needs another goal or two before the half ends to get this down to five or seven. Carey inbounding. Low on the left to teammate Trey Heitkamp. He muscled up toward the backboard twice. Couldn't get the shot to go in. Appeared to be nicked on the arm. Neither shot in the act of shooting, apparently on a rebound. So it's ball out of bounds to Anna, which does not go to the stripe. Carey inbounds to Trey Heitkamp on the arc. Gives up his dribble. Straight away to Carey. Shot fake. Defender falls down. And it's pumped in by Carey. It's a three ball. 24-footer straight on. Anna within six. 5 points in a row by the Rockets. 29 seconds to go till halftime. 28-22 Versailles. Midcourt, Drake Arnes fumbled it. Defended by Myers. 5 second count is on. There it is. The whistle. Or was it a timeout by Versailles?
It shouldn't have been.
I'm not sure what occurred. 20.5 to go, second quarter. I think it's Tiger Ball when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Oh, that big bucket by Trey Heitkamp of Anna was a wise bridge play of the second quarter. We'll get to it when the period ends. 28-22, Tigers up six. Final 14 seconds of the first half. Here's Griesdorn catching a wild pass outside the arc. Stolen by Anna. 6 seconds to go. Long pass down the floor, driving Trey Heitkamp. He's bodied, fouled near the rim. After the timeout, Versailles was out of sorts. Anna showed some energy big time on that defensive stand and had Versailles out of sync. Anna really rushed him on defense. Got a steal, a run out, foul. Trey Heitkamp, two free ones, up and good. 28-23. Anna within five, 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Heitkamp nails them both. 28-24. 4-point contest. It was 11. Substitution. Osborne on the floor for Anna. Zach Osborne. Here is Versailles' long lead pass down the floor to Watrin. Watrin finds a wide open Carson Heitkamp, who came in from the right wing. It was a simple bounce pass. Heitkamp had the ball for a split instant with maybe a second or two on the clock, and he fumbled it, thinking too much about going up to score.
You saw his eyes go up to the rim as the ball hit his hands and just rolled out of bounds. It looked like a receiver that's looking for the room to go before he secures the catch.
Oh, a nice break for Anna. Versailles does not get the last 2 points. It was a gimme, and Versailles muffed it. Anna down by 11 late in the second quarter, has clipped the deficit to four. 28-24 here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance
insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
A very positive streak by the Anna Rockets to conclude play there in that second quarter, as Anna scored 10 of the last 13 points of period number two. Anna once trailed 25-14. That was with 3:50 to go in the first half. It's 28-24 for sales by only four at the intermission break. Our halftime being brought to you by J&J Brodigan in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck, take it away. A look at the scorebook here in the first half.
Well, I was horsing around and not paying attention, but rebounding advantage to Anna. They've got four offensive rebounds, 12 for the first half. They turned the ball over four times. Versailles, on the other hand, they've got one, two. They got six offensive rebounds, 16 rebounds, six turnovers. Free throw shooting for the Rockets, they were 3 of 4. Versailles was 4 of 5. Individual scoring for Versailles, they had Heitkamp with 8, all in the first quarter. Then they got 7 from Watrin, 6 from Griesdorn, 4 from Drake Arnes, and then 2 from Wilker, and a free throw from Gabe White. They scored 16 and 12, 28 for the first half. And only 3 kids scored. 10 points for Mason Carey, 9 points for Trey Heitkamp, 5 points for Evan Myers. They've scored 10 and 14. They trail at 28-24 at the half. But like you said, they were down 11, so they got to feel good that it's only a 4-point halftime deficit.
Yep, a fine final 4 minutes of the first half by Anna to close within 4 here at the halftime break. 28-24, Versailles in the lead. Good high school basketball game here tonight from Anna. Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction and by J&J Brodigan. Schnipple in Botkins, J&J in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangementfh.com.
We are closing out our halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna trails Versailles 28-24, seconds away from the start of our third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. And a possession chance to whittle this deficit down to one or two as we launch play in the third period of this game. Anna was down by 11 a couple of times. It's now 4 as the Rockets finish the second quarter with a flurry of points. And Versailles had a wide open chance for a layup and dropped the ball out of bounds at the buzzer. Outside the arc on the left, it's Evan Myers for Anna. Double team momentarily, gives it up straight away to Mason Carey. Here's Shappy, 25 feet away on the right. On top, Madden. Now Carey, shot fake. Here's Heitkamp, top of the circle available. Bingo! He hits it. It's a three ball. He was behind the line.
Boy, he is shooting threes really well the last few games we've seen him play.
Trey Heitkamp warming up. Anna within one. 28-27. How about that? Here comes Versailles into the forecourt. 30 feet out, straight on, handling the basketball. Drake Arnes, foul line, Griesdorn spins. Oh, hits a player cutting toward the rim behind him. Great dish, fine pass as Griesdorn hits Drake Arnes, who scores on the layup. Foul by Anna, 30-27 Tigers. Three-point play chance the old-fashioned way. Good by Drake Arnes at the stripe. You could tell Greenstone and Arnes have done that before.
Yeah, boy, that was a good pass, but the catch and going up in traffic, that was a tough shot.
31-27 in favor of Versailles. Anna had cut it to 28-27. Here's a pass down low on the right to Myers. Myers handcuffed on the play, can't get it to go. Rebound, though, Madden, Anna. He's chopped on the arm as he takes it right back to the cup. A minute 20 played here in the third quarter. Couple free throws for Madden for Anna. He shoots it, too much muscle on it. 31-27 Tigers. Second shot here for Madden of Anna. 1-2 bounces on the way. Looks better. That one is pure. All net. 31-28 Versailles. 6:35 left here in the third quarter. Tigers to midcourt with the basketball. It is Arnes to Carson Heitkamp. Good motion offense by Versailles with a lot of screening, plenty of movement. Far left side of the floor. Handled by Wilker. Swung back near side to A.J. Griesdorn. Straight away it's Arnes. Now Wilker, Heitkamp high right, cutting toward the rim below the basket. Griesdorn, he catches the pass from Carson Heitkamp, and somebody for Anna is on Griesdorn's back.
And they call it on Trey Heitkamp, so he pushed him from behind.
Ball out of bounds to Versailles. Second foul on Anna in the period. Carson Heitkamp catches foul strike, gives to Griesdorn. He bodies on Trey Heitkamp of Anna, then gives it up on the arc to Drake Arnes. Arnes penetrates the lane, navigates the middle, gets to the rim, banks it in with the left hand. He's 6'1", sophomore, plays taller than that, tough to handle guard. Good length. Got inside and scored with relative ease. 33-28 in favor of Versailles. Here's Mason Carey dribbling left side of the floor, and it was cleared out for him. Versailles bench thought he walked. Carey made a reverse layup. Nicely done. Here's Versailles back in a jiffy. Fadeaway shot. Watrin, right wing. 15-footer short. Rebound Anna. Down to Trey Heitkamp. Body foul near the rim. No call. Heitkamp went down in a heap. 33-30. Versailles in the lead to three. Driving. Foul line extended right on the play for Versailles as Drake Arnes tries to find Griesdorn down low. The throw is wide, and it goes out of bounds. Last 45 seconds, hit and miss for both teams. We're stuck at 33-30 Versailles. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Pitch and catch on the arc, Carey and Myers. Carey on the bounce. Foul line, straightaway winning. He's going to probe the middle of the floor. Gets below the volleyball line and scores. A leaner right in front.
Boy, just took it right down the seam of the zone that time. That's something they hadn't tried in the first half.
33-32. Anna down one. Straight away with the ball for Versailles is Gabe White. In off the bench, now to Griesdorn. Coming off a screen, Watrin top of the circle. Foul away from the action against Anna. Rockets third of the third quarter. Throwing in baseline left of the rim for Versailles is Drake Arnes. He's got Griesdorn in the corner. Finds Carson Heitkamp in the lane. Ball bounced off of his leg into the lap of Wilker on the arc. Tigers still control. 33-32, Anna. 4:19 to go here in the third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, Wilker fires a pass into the lane. Stolen by Trey Heitkamp of Anna. Ball batted by Versailles. Loose man Chappie, right corner for Anna. Missed a three long. Weak side rebound carry. Stripped on the play out of bounds off Arnes of Versailles. Anna with a possession here, Chuck, to take the lead.
That would be huge. I mean, they were down 11 points at one point late in the second quarter.
Evan Myers, baseline left on the arc to carry. Carry picked up by Drake Arnes. Now to Myers, fakes right, goes left. Baseline in the lane, steps out of it. Hands off to Wenning right in front. Griesdorn goes up, blocks the shot of Wenning, and then Wenning, in his anxiety, fouls Griesdorn. What a cram by AJ at the apex of his leap. He spiked the ball back.
Yeah, he is quite the athlete. I loved him in football, especially he's a good receiver, but he was a great cornerback cover guy.
And then Griesdorn got fouled on the play by Anna, so it's for Sales ball. Baseline right, Drake Arnes to Carson Heitkamp in the lane. In and out. Good look. 12-footer was below the iron. Went down into the cylinder. Snapped out. Anna's got the board. Still a chance to go on top. Empty possessions right here. Oh, a telegraph pass. Picked off on the play by Drake Arnes. Look at him go. 60 feet down the floor. Layup easy. Good. 35-32. Versailles by three. Poor pass by Anna.
Arnes has all seven here for Versailles.
Trey Heitkamp for the tie. Bullseye. Bingo. He's got it. 27-footer. Three triples for Trey Heitkamp. He's like radar tonight. His long-range three-point bombs have been beauties. 35-35 tie. Wild driving shot by Versailles. No good, but a crafty play by the Tigers, who attract the two-shot foul. Nicely done by the orange and black. Good effort by Drake Arnes. 6'1", plays guard, penetrates well, can take a guard of about any size inside. He's a southpaw. Shoots free throws well, pumps it up and in. Versailles back up one, 36-35. Got it down. Heitkamp tied it with a three. With 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Two free throws, but Drake Arnes are right on the money. Versailles back in the lead, but two. 37-35. On a weave out front, winning. Hand off to Myers. Into the right corner, carry. Anna not getting a lot of scoring from several people. It's been just a few. Trey Heitkamp out on the floor, has an opening. Drive, shoot, scores, but the foul was on the bounce as he was taking it to the cup.
So they got two from Wenning here in the third quarter. A free throw from Madden. Other than that, all the scoring is Myers, Carey, and Heitkamp.
Ball inbounded by Carey below the rim to Trey Heitkamp. Loose ball, picks it up. Open look, 16-footer. It hit the flange. Tigers snatch the board. 37-35 Versailles. Deep right corner, Carson Heitkamp. Cross court to Griesdorn. Griesdorn on the handoff to teammate Drake Arnes. Here's Carson Heitkamp with it. 2:12 to go, third quarter. 37-35. At this pace, Chuck, we're going to get right to about 50, which is what we predicted. Oh, here's a nice drive down the lane by Drake Arnes. Hooked it up, motoring to the rim. Backboard off the iron, no good. Rebound Anna, winning quickly down the floor. Telegraph pass for Myers. Intercepted by Versailles, which got away with a big-time walk in backcourt. Watford took a couple steps. Referees had their heads turned. A.J. Griesdorn wide open for the Tigers. Good look, three ball. Hit the back iron, no good. Went out of bounds in the corner. Anna possession.
I think possibly Griesdorn might have been able to save that, but there's a young man in a wheelchair in that corner, and he saw him and he pulled off instead of diving after the ball, which very humanitarian.
It is a two-point game for Sales, 37-35, 1:39 to go third quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, A&M Pallets, Rangeline Road in Rushi. Established way back in 1986. At first, at A&M, we prepared broken pallets for one large customer. Today, four decades later, A&M serves that initial customer still, plus 200 more businesses across Ohio. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. As we return to action, there's your answer. Another contributor, Mason Carey, bombs away. Three ball. Oh, it was a dandy. He got a screen and rifled it home. And Anna's got the lead, 38-37. Dribble drive into the lane. Gabe White for Versailles. Shot it. No good. Got his own rebound. Fed it to Carson Heitkamp. Straight away, three ball. Tigers. Front rim. Backboard. Watron couldn't get it to go. Another offensive board for Versailles, which is down one now to Anna with 52 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Schmidtmeyer, far left wing. Straight away, Jace Watron. Out high to Gabe White. Baseline right to Carson Heitkamp. Carson Heitkamp pivots. Short shot. Couldn't get it to the rim. Tie up on the rebound. Looked like Anna might have been fouled over in the back. It's ruled a jump. Right. Somebody jumped on Feroz's shoulders, but it's ruled a tie-up. Arrow enables Versailles to continue to keep the ball. Lobbed in right in front to Heitkamp. Good defense by Shappy, who blocked it. Heitkamp with persistence got it back. It scored from 5 feet away. Swished it. 39-38 in favor of Versailles. Anna shoots another three. A little three-point happy here. Heitkamp no good. Shot it soon. We've still got 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. 39-38 Tigers, who got the rebound. And now Versailles can play for one. Watron to Griesdorn. Hemmed in, goes deep left corner to Ethan Wilker. Lobbed out back to Watron, a second to go. 30-footer, Watron fadeaway, short off the rim, no good. Third quarter's in the books. Anna's right in the thick of it after a very sluggish start tonight. Versailles 39, Anna 38. Fourth quarter coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Anna ball. Versailles up one. Fourth quarter has started. Rockets with possession to our left. It is Madden top of the circle. Near side, Evan Myers. Foul line into the lane area. Pivots, lobs it out back. Anna's winning's got it. 25 feet away. Here's Madden, far left corner. Angles toward the elbow. Baseline left to Winning. Oh, Winning dodges a defender. Banks in a six-footer around Griesdorn, who's whistled for a foul. What a play by Winning. Anna leads by one, 40-39. As we were saying a few minutes ago, A&M Pallet and Rushi on Range Lined Road buys and repairs pallets to give them a second life. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber and waste and reduces cost. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093, 295-3093. Free throw good by Winning. For Sales down two. Greasedorn low on the right. Gives it up straight away to Watron. 7:16 left. Long lob pass down inside for Greasedorn. Good pitch on the play by Wilker. Greasedorn caught it. Hannah Crowd thought it was a clean block. Greasedorn tagged on the wrist going up to score. Two free throws coming for him. Anna has sneaked ahead by two, 41-39. Anna waited till the fourth quarter here, Chuck, to get their first lead of this game.
Well, you know, if you're going to have one, it might as well be in the fourth quarter.
Free throw by Greasedorn, front rim, backboard, flange, front rim, off, no good.
Well, Winning did get the block on Greasedorn, but unfortunately Madden hacked him right afterwards.
Second shot, A.J. Greasedorn, Versailles. He buries it. It's 41-40 in favor of Anna. 7:12 to go here in the fourth. Dribbling top of the circle. Anna down the lane. Heitkamp. Wild shot. No good. Rebound Myers. Punched away. Versailles has it. Here come the Tigers trailing by a point. A minute and 5 seconds played here in the third quarter. Between the rings with the ball for Versailles is Drake Arnes. On a weave, it goes to Wilker. Back to Arnes. Foul line extended right. Arnes dips his shoulders, rises up, and hits an eight-footer. There's that 6'1 guard, sophomore Arnes. Boy, he's going to be super by the time he's a senior. And Versailles inches in the lead again by a point, 42-41. Well done by Arnes. Here's a telegraph pass by Anna across the top of the circle, intended on the play for Madden, intercepted by the Tigers. Second or third time that's happened in this game. Easy run out, but guess who? Drake Arnes.
17 now for the game.
He turns the steal into a wide open bucket at the other end, and Anna's gone behind by three. 44-41. Lackadaisical passing.
Absolutely.
Here's a pass inside to Carey. Right corner jumper, Trey Heitkamp, Anna. Bingo! He drills a trifecta, and we're tied again at 44. 5:38 to go. What a Saturday night special this has become.
I came in a little draggy, but boy, it's been a great game.
We're going to highlight that three by Heitkamp in a minute. Wisebridge play of the quarter. Here is Versailles attacking. Top of the circle, Drake Arnes. On him is Myers. Left wing. It is dealt on the play to Wilker. Cross court to Watron. Baseline left, Wilker. Spin move. Seven-footer. Up and in around Madden. Versailles worked the ball neatly. Got a short shot to go in. 46-44 Tigers. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter of this game. Top of the circle, Winning. Hands off to Carey. Carey hangs on, deals Madden, near side Carey, steps back, uncorks a three, too hard, loose ball rebound, low on the right, and it's ruled a jump, a foul, what's been called?
When he's laying on the ground, he took his foot and kicked it, so it's a kick, and it'll be Anna Basco. That's a good call by the official.
Yep, alert one too, violation Versailles, which gained an advantage with the kick. Myers throwing inbounds. Lobs to Carey, head of the key. Right corner, Myers. Wide open. Shot fake, spins to the rim. On the way to the cup. No good, but a foul on Versailles. Two free throws coming. 46-44 in favor of the Tigers. 4:39 to go, fourth quarter.
Fourth foul on Heitkamp for Versailles.
Carson Heitkamp picks up personal number four. He's a 6'5" load on the inside. Free throw by Myers. Swish. 1 point game. Say if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi on Rangeline Road has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're off Friday to Sunday. Can't beat that at all. Just message A&M Pallet on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Go Raiders. Inbounding is Versailles from the right corner, right in front. Is that Carson Heitkamp who scored? No,
Wilker.
That was Wilker who got the short shot. Two buckets in a row by him. Versailles in the lead, but two. Anna goes to the post. Volleyballed around, stolen by the Tigers. Versailles on the run, Arns gives it up on the arc. Then it's thrown right corner to Watron. Big three, skipped off the rim. Weak side rebound to Carey. Anna down two with possession. 3:52 left to go here in the fourth. Carey to Myers, 35 feet away. Oh, the cutter is Trey Heitkamp, nearly stolen. Loose ball gathered by Winning. On the arc to Myers, into Winning. Griesdorn on his back. Near side pass goes to Madden. Here's Carey, shot fake, baseline left, and he's belted off the end of the floor. Foul Versailles, third on the Tigers in the fourth. One on Anna in the fourth. It's getting late. 3:29 to go. 2-point lead for Sales.
Well, I'm glad Winning decided he's not going to be able to shoot over top of Griesdorn, and he threw it back outside.
Inbounding is Carey. Goes to Winning. Elbow in the left. Straight away, Trey Heitkamp. Outside the arc on the right to Myers. Oh, telegraph. Bad. There it is again. Telegraph. Bad throw. Anna. Ball rolls into backcourt. Anna runs and gets it, sliding on the floor, saves it, and gets a timeout. Oh, that was nearly disaster. Almost another sloppy throw, cross court, top of the key for Sales. Almost had it. Tigers were off and running, lost the ball. Anna did manage to get it back and get a timeout. Late in this game, three to play. Versailles up two on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
And serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker, one of the most valued agencies in the area, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker Insurance. Stop by County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, or phone 492-1857, 937-492-1857. Barker Insurance. That is for sure. 2:46 to go. Anna ball down to Winning, baseline right. Sandwiched. Throws on the arc to Madden. Long three on the rim. Comes off. Griesdorn goes high to spear the board for the Tigers, who lead but two with 2:31 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Signal from head coach Travis Swank. Versailles will run motion. Tigers get a timeout. 2:22 left. 2-point game for Sales in the lead on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Here come the Tigers, leading by two. 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. One foul on Anna in the period. Griesdorn baseline left, hands behind him to a teammate. Good look for Carson Heitkamp. Griesdorn set the screen, and Heitkamp drilled the 15-footer. Good looking play, well run, nicely executed. Heitkamp on the finish, assist by Griesdorn. Carson Heitkamp at 6'5", nice jump shooter, 50-46 for Sales. A minute 48 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna with the ball, Carey on the arc. Crunch time here. Carey, foul stripe, handoff to Winning. Thought about going back door to a teammate, wasn't open. It's Carey driving down the lane, scoop shot at the rim, rolling out, no good. Griesdorn couldn't save the rebound. Anna ball below the basket, down four, a minute 33 to go, fourth quarter.
Well, even when Anna thinks they turned the corner and they've got it, there's Griesdorn there changing the shot. Carey, make that 9 out of 10, but that would give Griesdorn credit for that.
Carey lobs into Myers in the left corner for Anna. Fakes right, goes left. Stopped 7 feet away. Throws out back to Carey. Carey tries to track it down. It's wild. Gets past him into backcourt. Out of bounds. And he touched it. It would have been over and back. That is a big mistake by Anna, which 20 feet from the basket tonight, Chuck, has not handled the ball very well at all.
No, they've had four or five really bad passes here in this quarter.
And by virtue of that, Versailles is in the driver's seat, leading by four with 70 seconds to go in this game. 50-46 Tigers. Here's a sloppy pass by Versailles, bobbled, and the Tigers get it back. That was a break. Griesdorn drives, heads top of the circle down the lane. Heitkamp jammed him from behind. Foul number two on Anna. Versailles won't go to the stripe until the fifth one. Anna's got to commit three more. A minute five to go in the game. 4-point lead for Sales. Ball lobbed into Heitkamp to Griesdorn. Oh, what a play. What a play by Trey Heitkamp of the Anna Rockets. He went down to his knees, and he dug the dribble by Griesdorn off the floor, corralled it, and Anna got a timeout. A minute left, 4-point game. Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is a must-score possession for Anna. Down to four, back cut. Madden hits a teammate driving to the rim, looped up on the run. Trey Heitkamp could not quite get it to go. He had a nice avenue to the rim. Ball was fed to him well. Shot hit the back frame, caromed off, but he was belted on the right shoulder while shooting two free throws. These are critical. Heitkamp would prefer to make them both. 51.4 to go. One foul shot made would make it a one-possession game, but it's flat. It's no good. Curled off to the left. Still a four-point contest. Second free throw, Trey Heitkamp on the way. That one's short. Hits the front rim, the back rim, kerplunk. That one does go down. 50-47 for Sales. 50 ticks left to go here in the fourth quarter. Tigers stymied in backcourt. Long throw, 60-foot pass, way down in the corner. And Myers goes chest-to-chest with Jace Watron and fouls him. That is the third on Anna. Versailles will inbound, 44.7 to go in the game, 50-47 in favor of the Tigers. Ethan Wilker to throw in at side court. Looks, lobs into backcourt, caught by Drake Arnes. Arnes with a spin move to the timeline. He's double-teamed, nearly walked. Timeout, Versailles. Ooh, that was a close call. Looked like he got up to a knee.
Well, he fell down. It doesn't matter if he got back up. He fell down.
And then he tried to make a basketball move without dribbling. And yep. It could easily have been whistled a travel. Say, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookings. We are the family salon at Cutaway for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Additional stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Yeah, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Situation is this. Versailles got a fortuitous timeout call to salvage the possession. Up three are the Tigers. 40.6 to go. Ball inbounded in backcourt to Arnes. Tigers speed up the play into the half court. Anna trails and fouls. That is number four on Anna. The next one will send the Tigers to the stripe. Versailles still up three. Baseline right. 36.6 to go. Versailles inbounding. Oh, ball lobbed in low on the left. Caught by Carson Heitkamp. Beautiful play. He banks in the five-footer. It rolled around three or four times. Down it went. Long three by Mason Carey. Chopped up on the wrist. That changes the complexion. 52-47 on the terrific inbounds play and bucket by the Tigers. And then Mason Carey tries to jettison home a three. He's clobbered, shoots three free throws, and missed the first one. Had a chance to make three and cut it to two. It's still a five-point game. 27.1 to go. Carey shoots again, swish, 52-48. Second shot by Carey, or I should say third shot by Carey, looking for his second make. Swish again, 52-49. Versailles by three, 10 players in backcourt. Anna's got a foul. Ball looped with the Tigers way down the floor. It's caught in the lane, running toward the basket. Picked off by the Tiger, who took it to the cup, laid it in. Foul was before then. Drake Arnes scored, wipe it off the board. Anna alertly caught him from behind. 23.5 to go. Two free throws for Drake Arnes. He is a dynamite free throw shooter. Swish. 4-point game. Two possession contest. 23.5 to go here in the fourth. Next shot coming for Arnes. Boy, is Carson Heitkamp been efficient tonight for Versailles. Second free throw, no good. Rebound down to Anna Carey. Jumping, shooting, top of the circle. It was a triple. No good, too hard. Rebound Versailles. Foul Anna. 15.2 to go. Speaking of Carson Heitkamp, oh, some great board work right there.
Yeah, I mean, Carey had no choice. was a shot he needed to get up there. It didn't have a chance, and you're right. Heitkamp is my player of the game. I know that Arns has been terrific, but Heitkamp consistently the entire game. Carson Heitkamp shoots the free throw. Swish. 54-49 Versailles. 15.2 to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw here by Carson Heitkamp. Got them both. And the Tigers are in the driver's seat big time. Up six. 13 ticks remaining. Carey on the arc. Hurls up a three, trying to draw a foul. It's short. 5 seconds to go. Versailles gets the rebound, and the Tigers win. Versailles comes into the Anna Gym on this Saturday night, and the Midwest Athletic Conference beats the Shelby County Athletic League 55-49 Versailles in the triumph here tonight on Scores Broadcast. 99% of this game was led by Versailles, which deserved to win it, no doubt about that. Nice road triumph for the Tigers, who reeled off three victories in succession this week, defeating Parkway and New Knoxville in the MAC, and Anna from the SCAL here tonight. Say you won't believe the savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts, 15% off on everything. Century Hand Tools, made in America, lifetime warranty, can't beat it. And you'll also save on kitchen cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll return in a few minutes to wrap up the presentation tonight. Anna beaten by Versailles, 55-49 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Final score, 55-49, Versailles over Anna. Third straight win by the Tigers in this series. Versailles has dominated. 13 contests played between the two clubs.
back to the 2010-11 year. And Versailles has won 9 of the 13. Victoria's here tonight, the 6. A very sluggish start to the game for Anna, and in the end, it cost them.
Well, it did. They looked like they'd been off for a few days, and you know, sometimes it does take you a little bit to get back into the competition. I thought the first half, they just didn't play as intense as they do normally defensively. Second half they did, but for Sales, Heitkamp and Drake Arns, those two young men, had 34 of their points, and they were terrific.
How many turnovers for Anna? Very sloppy passing out around the top of the circle all evening long.
Well, they had 8, but they only had 5 going into the fact that they threw 3 straight passes across the top of the key that were stolen. 2 of them for layups, 1 of them for a foul that gave them the ball back. Yeah, that's just you not understanding the spacing and where you can throw the ball.
Who are our stars of this game, Chuck?
Well, we're going to go on Versailles' side. Like I said, Heitkamp had 16, and Drake Arns had 18. Be silly if I didn't pick them both. So Arns and Heitkamp for the Tigers. On the other side, Trey Heitkamp had 4 threes. He had 19 points, and Mason Carey added 17. That's 36. Didn't get enough help. But we'll go with Carey and Heitkamp on the Anna side.
Yeah, those 4 players you just described performed exceptionally well here tonight in this game. Carson Heitkamp, Drake Arns, very efficient for Versailles. And Heitkamp and Carey tried to lead the comeback for Anna, which fell 6 points short.
Now, those four kids on both sides scored 70 of the 105 points that were scored.
There you go. That sums it up. Clancy's underwrites this segment of our broadcast. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gaffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, outstanding performances here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Drake Arns for Sales. Carson Heitkamp for Sales. How about Trey Heitkamp for Anna? Mason Carey for Anna?
Yep.
They were all splendid, turning in one wise bridge play after another here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They made the wise bridge plays of this game all evening, spread over 4 periods. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Yep, Anna Rockets see their six-game win streak halted here tonight. Anna tallied six triumphs in succession, losing to Versailles by 6 points. Anna now 12-8 on the year, 8-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna with two more games remaining. The contest will cover next Friday night at Botkins. That's a big SCAL game. Anna with a victory can get a share of second place in the Shelby County Athletic League next Friday night. Of course, Botkins will have something to say about that next Saturday. 1 week from tonight, Anna finishes the regular season by playing at New Bremen. Meanwhile, the Versailles Tigers, 10-10 now on the year. A nice three wins in a row this week for Versailles, beating Parkway on Tuesday, New Knoxville last night, Anna this evening, and then next week, Versailles has a game against Indian Lake on Tuesday, Marion Local on Friday in Maria Stein to close out the regular season. Tigers are now 10-10 on the year, 4-4 in the MAC. I tell you what, it's about the best 500 boys basketball team I've seen all year long in the area. Maybe one of the better 500 D3 clubs in the entire state of Ohio. The first seven exhibit fine chemistry, good teamwork. They know their roles. They play within themselves. And tonight, we're just more efficient than Anna.
Well, you know what? I think the key to the whole thing tonight was how much better Arnes. He's just playing, yeah, not like a sophomore on the point guard anymore.
Right, right.
He's left-handed. Sometimes he gets to the lane where I think they get confused where he's going to go with it. But he was terrific tonight, not just for the fact that he scored. He distributed, played good defense, didn't turn the ball over.
Nope. He facilitates very well at the point for Versailles. He was a key cog in the outcome of this game. Again, so many thanks to WiseBridge in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Our next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com is on Tuesday night from Fort Loramie. The Redskins girls take on Marion Local. It could be a very good game. We've seen Marion Local play. It's Marion Local and the Fort Loramie girls on Tuesday night. On the air about a quarter of seven, tip at 7:15. The plan is to cover Minster New Bremen girls on Thursday. Minster needs a victory to gain a share of the Midwest Athletic Conference crown on Thursday night. Minster is at New Bremen on Thursday, next Friday night. We've got Botkins, Anna at the Trojans Gym. That's a look ahead. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. So many thanks to our online listeners here tonight for this Saturday evening special. It was a fine contest. Went right down to the last minute or so. Versailles sealed it to win the 6, 55-49. Thank you for joining us online here on Scores Broadcast. Chuck McBee alongside. Thanks as always, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna. Final tally, Versailles downs the Anna Rockets 55-49.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge. Your bridge to a secure future is WiseBridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.